Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship Friday Night Home Fellowship. We want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join us now as we begin our message. Our next speaker, I am so blessed. This man, I have seen him grow in his faith. I've seen him grow in music ministry and worship and praise. He's got the worship team right now, just on a spiritual level that is just exciting my soul. I believe last Sunday they took communion together before that. They're coming together at 8 in the morning, and they're having church before church. The Holy Ghost is falling in their rehearsals on Thursday night. And the women, and I believe the two brothers, Pastor Matt and Brother Albert, are growing leaps and bounds in their faith. And so I'm just so excited to ask Pastor Matt to come in and finish off this night with the Word of God. So let's receive him by saying, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Well, Brother G, you're right. It gets kind of nerve-wracking when you get up in front of a bunch of people. And I know that, as we give it up, I do want to just ask and just pray and just ask the Holy Spirit, because God is the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He is the one that guides us, and he's looking for us to surrender. And there's been so much said. So, Father God, we thank you, Father, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you chose each of us, Lord, before the foundations of the world, Lord God. You knew our name. And you knew every hair on our head, Father. Oh, we praise you, for you are worthy to be praised. You are magnificent, glorious, Lord Jesus. I ask right now, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit would just move and that you would minister to our hearts. Father, what you want to continue, what you want us to grab onto, Father God, that you want to mold us and shape us closer to you this night. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I struggled this week to kind of say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to share? And, you know, we can prepare and we can go through things, and then all of a sudden you'll get an inkling and the Holy Spirit's going, no, I want you to go here. And I haven't prepared for that. And he's like, that's okay, I want you to go here. I want to kind of just share a story, and it's kind of it's what God has been doing to someone who has cried out to him and said, Lord, I want a deeper relationship. Thank you, Jesus. Last year, after hearing a couple of messages, I kind of went in and said, you know what, Lord? I want to draw closer to you. I want my life to emulate what Jesus did. And I know he heard my prayer, because then he started to give me little incidences of things that were coming up. The Holy Spirit was preparing me. You know, when our ways are not God's ways, when we think that, we're like, oh, Lord, open up the heavens, hit me, and whoo, I'm going to be running around, going, and every time I open my mouth, you're speaking. Well, that would be the easy way, and maybe that happens for some. But for me, he said, okay, you want to draw closer to me? Great, I'm going to give you time. And so I lost my job. And you know what? And in the midst of it, it's like, okay, Lord, you've built me up a 401k. I've always had this that's kind of been there as a security. Because as human beings, we look at it and go, how am I going to take care of my family? What am I going to do? How, Lord, I need your help. And he was saying, just draw on me, trust me. And so reality started to set in, and I started, okay, Lord, I started just seeking him. I started to spend more time on my knees in the morning, being quiet and being still. And I was realizing that for the last 27 years, I haven't really been giving that quiet, still time to the Lord to hear what he wants and how he wants to guide our hearts. He wants to be control over our life, and he wants to bless us, because the noise of the world really comes in and it bottles us down. And what happens? All of a sudden, we lose sight of really what's important. Well, so God has had me in the desert. And, you know, Brother G had made some, the Holy Spirit through him was speaking as, you know, where are you today from where you were a month ago or a year ago? Are you walking closer with the Lord now? Are you allowing him to lead every step that you do? Or are you still on the same path? I'm comfortable. I'm good. I'm in my clique. Things are happening. And God's going, why are you on the sidelines? When are you going to get in the game? Because it's a serious battle for souls right now.
Yes,
and we can see what's going on. So a few 2 weeks ago, with a worship team, we practiced on a Thursday night. And Moni and Dina came over, and they shared a situation. And they began to share that there's a family member, that there is some demonic activity going on, and it's affecting the children. And, I mean, and you hear this, and you're like, oh, it is real. There is a spiritual battle going for each one of our souls and our family souls. And we cannot be numb to that. God has told us, and he's given us the authority through the blood of Jesus, and we walk in victory.
Yes.
We're not victims. We're victorious. And so they shared this, and my spirit went, it's you. I went, oh, God, what does that mean? Well, God was preparing me, because I've said, I want to trust in you, Lord. I want to know you more, and I want you to show yourself. And the Holy Spirit was telling me, because this, I've been exposed to some of it before, but as they're sharing, I was going, oh, my gosh, Lord. But I knew he was preparing me, saying, you're going to go. Because in my mind, I'm going, hey, call Pastor Fee. Hey, I mean, call TA. And that's in my mind. I'm going, but it's not me. And as they shared more, it was like, well, we started to pray. Then last Sunday, Dina was in counting the things with my wife. And we sat down, and I walked in. How's it going? What's going on? Well, Pastor Matt, blah, blah, blah. And we would like you to come. And out of my mouth, I went, did you talk to TA? You know, and I mean, I'm sitting here going, I'm the flesh. And so, and God's teaching me, you know, Matt, it's not you, it's me. And every single individual here, it's God that works through us. He's looking for that person to say, Lord, here I am, use me. And he's been preparing me. As I said, I want to draw closer. So he stripped the distraction away. But he's also allowed me to be okay, because he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is my supply, not my bank account. Not the things that I have, it's all going to burn. But God says, I'm going to take care of you. You know, the birds, they don't store, they don't go back and forth, and yet your Heavenly Father still feeds them. How much more precious are you in the sight of God? So I was like, okay, Lord. So when Dina said, Matt, it was you, I was like, okay. So my wife and I, we went home, and I was like, all right. I shared with Diana. I said, honey, I knew God was preparing me for this. And so I began to prepare. And like Brother G was talking about, what are we doing to prepare every day? When we open our mouth, does God's word flow out? And when I say flow out, I'm not saying you're walking around beating people chapter and verse, because that will put up a wall. God is a God of love. And when you speak his word, as you're talking to him, and you begin to speak his living word over people, the Holy Spirit takes over and starts to transform the lives. It's not us. It's his word, because it's alive and it's a washing.
That's right.
And then they prepare. And then the Holy Spirit allows that person to say, tell me more. And you begin to share more of the love of Christ, and you just love them. We are so quick to be judgmental. And we're so quick to think we have the answers. You know what? We don't. That's why God says, die to yourself and pick up your cross and really let God work. So I began to pray. And as I got into the Word and things started, God was revealing to me, I then called. This last Thursday night, we had worship practice. And this is how the enemy works very subtly. And the Spirit will, he brings it and he nudges you. I had made plans to play golf today at Torrey Pines with a friend of mine. And usually we're teeing off at 12:30 and I'm done by 6. Moni comes in and is sharing with me, hey, I go, how's it going? I didn't get a phone call. I thought we were going to do something Tuesday. Oh, no, we're doing it Friday. I'm like, really? What time? And it was like, well, did Dina call you? No, I hadn't heard from Dina yet. And I said, so what do you like? Well, early afternoon. And I'm like, well, I have a meeting. And this is what came out of my mouth. I said, I have a meeting. And I don't know if I'll be able to do it. And my wife, her flesh, uh-oh. Oh, yeah, it went, I mean, it. She, but you know what? She stormed upstairs, and I was just like, oh, okay, she's mad. But what came out was the flesh, right? And you know what? That's how quick and easy. So we began to worship, and we came before the Lord, and we prayed before we shared, and we prayed, and we said, Holy Spirit, fill this place. Now, God was still working on me, and as we sang and praised God, the Holy Spirit started to well up and convict me. And I was then, we began to talk when we were done, and we began to share, all of us, and say, so, Moni, what's going on? Dina, share it. And it came up. Snooki began to share, and God took over. And all of a sudden, it was like, I need to cancel. My appointment is God's work, because the flesh work doesn't mean anything. It's about God. And so, we began the spiritual battle last night. We came corporately as one body, and we began to rebuke Satan and his foes and render them helpless, because God is the one who does it. God has already won the victory through the blood of Christ at Calvary, and that's where he calls us to walk. And so God tells us to speak it out into existence, words of life, to let it begin to manifest, because in our minds and our hearts, when those two come together with what you profess and what you believe, then it begins to manifest in the natural. And so we sometimes hear people saying, and we're putting down our friends. Why are you cursing them? Why are we putting a curse on our friends when, you know, the tongue, the power in the tongue, we bless God and we curse our brother who's made in God's image. God says, hold your thoughts captive. There's life and death in the tongue. It's all there in God's word. And yet, we're not taking his word literally. But God has given us the answer. So we prayed, and we began to loose God's angels to go and prepare the path to minister. And we said, God, you've got to be the one to do this. And my whole thing was, okay, Lord, I know there are so many examples where when the disciples would walk down, their shadows, people would be healed because of the shadow. I said, Lord, I want to be like that. I want you to use me for your glory. I believe in your word, that your word is truth, and that you said we were going to do things mightier than what your disciples even saw in your name, that the glory of God would be shared throughout the world.
Yeah.
And so after Thursday night, everyone went, and I then was like, okay, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't have to, because you're just looking for a willing vessel.
Yes,
and so I came before the Lord, as did my wife and Snooki and Moni and Dina, and we had Channy and Albert. We were all praying, and we thanked God for his promises, and we thanked him because he already has the victory, but now he's equipping us to walk it and go through this because we're his warriors, and he's looking for his warriors to stand up and stand on him. It's not about us, it's about him.
That's right.
And so we gathered, we prayed, we covered ourselves with the blood of Jesus, we put our the full armor of God on us, and we went forth marching the way David went after Goliath, said, "Who are you to defile the living God?" And that's what those spirits were doing to this family. And that's just not okay. And God wants us to rise up. He's looking for his own to rise up in him so that he can work through us with the Holy Spirit to deliver our family members that are lost right now, that are tormented. Are we on our knees praying for them and believing? Lord, I thank you that they've come to the saving knowledge of you. I thank you, Lord, that they have surrendered their life to you, that you are pouring your blessings over them. I believe it, and I'm going to start looking for it in Jesus' name. God has given us that authority because he lives within us through Christ. All he's waiting for us to do is trust him. So we went over, and I got to tell you, all of a sudden, as we got there, we're kind of looking at each other, and it's like, Holy Father, I now turn it over to you. And in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, take control.
Yes.
And I don't know everything that, I can't really recall how God did it, but he began by just loving on the family. And the love and the saints, the prayers were praying. His love began to go through, and the Holy Spirit, because of God's light, began to soften the hearts of the mother and father. Then it went down to the daughter. Then it went down into the children. And there were several examples. Before we got there, the little girl was screaming, "No, I don't want him to come. I don't want to go to church."
6 years old.
She's 6 years old. And Satan and his demonic force have been oppressing and showing themselves, manifesting to this little child because of the sins of the mother and of the parents, because of they opened up a door at one point in their life, and now God wanted to teach them and say, "No, I have taken that at the cross. That has been defeated. Now take your authority and walk in victory in my name through the blood of Christ and be set free." And so we began with the parents and we prayed, and God just did a beautiful work with them because I knew there was hesitancy. But God doesn't charge in. He's a gentleman. But we know because we trust in his word, because his word is truth and it never returns void. And he gives us examples of how to walk in him. And so we prayed. And as we went through and we prayed for each one, recommitment for the mother and father, the daughter gave her life to the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. She renounced the demonic activity that she used to do. She played with the devil. She had spirits manifest. She renounced it, rendered it helpless and inoperative because of the blood of Jesus, and cast it away. And we prayed, no weapon formed against that family shall prosper in Jesus' name. And you use God's word. God gave us the tools. That's why he says, "Seek my word, and I will give you life more abundantly." So as we speak, as we're in daily conversation, it's sharing the love of Christ, of what he's done in your life, the testimony that this family is going to have, because God has called them to be warriors for him. Now, you go through battle, you get healed of your scars, and you stand tall because you're victorious. And God is preparing them to speak not just to their families, but their families' friends and everybody that they come in contact with. And that's what God is calling all of us to do. So many times, we're sitting down and we're looking at the pastors. Well, it's the pastor's job. No. Because the great command was, "Go ye therefore into all nations, making disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." That is our, Jesus said that's what we are to do. And as Brother G said, are you God's disciple? If you're God's disciple, are you obeying his word and his commandment? Because it's not by my power, but by God's Spirit. God is the one that is going to lead you, because I surrendered. But like Samuel, Here I am, Lord. Send me. That's what God's looking for in order for him to begin to activate the power through your life to begin to make disciples of every person that we come in contact with. And as Brother G even brought up, how are we living? Because the fruits of the Spirit will be active in your life when you speak, when you walk, when you say nothing. His love is poured upon each and every one of us so great. I praise God so much. I came in with so much joy because of praising God, to see God at work. I was like, God, thank you for using me. Mm-hmm. I asked for a deeper relationship. Lord, we are so privileged, Lord, to be called your sons and daughters, Father. That, Father, you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for showing yourself tonight, Lord God, for delivering this family, Lord God, out of darkness, that you, Father, are victorious, that, Father, you are the one to receive all the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord God. Lord, my heart cries out to each and every one of us, Lord, that, Lord, you would grab our hearts. You would take that burning ember and flame it into a roaring fire for you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that desire within us to seek your face, to know your word, Lord God, that, Father, every move that we make would be ordered by you, Lord Jesus. That, Lord, those things that we've held on to, Lord, you right now, through your Holy Spirit, take those things, Lord God. Lord, to know that you are what matter in our life, Lord Jesus. It's all about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as we focus on you, Lord God, you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And we praise you for that, Lord God.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, for this gathering of the fellowship, Lord, of us coming together in your name.
Yes, God.
That, Lord, you call us to fellowship with one another, to build each other up. Lord, we bind the enemy from trying to have, to speaking to us, Lord, and saying, no, you can be on your own. You're fine. Lord, we rebuke those thoughts in Jesus' name. And we ask right now, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would just begin to well up inside of us more than it ever has before, Lord God, to serve you, the living and mighty God, Lord Jesus, that your will would be accomplished in our life. And Father, as some people may have prayed, Lord God, Lord, help them to surrender everything, Lord, to you. To die to the flesh daily, to pick up our cross. Father, as David prayed, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit, Lord God, within me. And cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to understand the true meaning of the joy, Lord God, of you saving us through the blood of your Son, that he took our place, Lord God, for what we deserved.
Thank you.
I ask, Lord God, that you would be with each family member here, with each person, that you would be magnified and glorified as we praise the name of Jesus all the days of our lives, Lord God. We ask this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. We need to come.
What's her name, Tanya?
Patty.
Tanya.
Oh, it's Tanya?
Tanya.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Patty, praise God. Let's,
let's pray right now. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. And that's the deeper waters of saying, keep my eyes on Him. And I'm learning that it is all about Him. And I praise you guys for being obedient. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to die to the flesh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
What a blessing. We're going to pray for Pastor Matt, and then we're going to pray for, is it Tanya?
Tanya.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Matt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, God, that you have called him for such a time as this. We thank you, God, that you gave him the wisdom, the understanding from your word, that you empowered him. And Lord, thank you for the saints that came along, Lord, with him. Lord, as they were lifting up his hands, Lord, that he was lifting up his hands unto you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we thank you, God, for deliverance.
Mm.
We thank you, God, Lord, for going in and washing them clean, Lord. And Lord, that you swept the house. And Father, we're praying now, God, that the Holy Spirit would continue to reside there.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And Lord, that the impact that they experienced today through Christ Jesus, God, that it would be significant in their lives from this day on and evermore, God. And so, Lord, we're going to believe the things that took place today in that home. And, Lord, knowing, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, God, thank you for today. Bless Pastor Matt, Sister Diana. Lord, thank you for Moni and Dina and Snooky.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the worship team, Albert and Channy and Jenny and all them that prayed, Lord, yesterday. And, Lord, that how you showed up strong today in their lives, God. So thank you, God, for just us yielding to the call. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, bless Pastor Matt. Bless them Sunday morning, Lord, as they prepare, Lord, to bring you glory once again. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com. Or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.